Hi, I'm James Killinglaw, and I'm here aboard Emerald Dawn, and we just spent a wonderful cruise here, but Zane Kirby with me again. We saw him earlier, and we spoke with him about the River Cruise Expo, and Zane's been with me on this ship, but we had a little news over the last week about what Asta is doing. Asta started putting ads into Politico, which was trying to get Congress to look at what American is doing with their frequent flyer program that will mandate the use of only American preferred travel advisors, travel agencies. And obviously Asta was not happy about that. And they actually have launched a campaign to try to get more Congress to look at this situation. We're going to talk to Zane about that and a whole lot more on Insider Travel Report. Now, Zane, first of all, it's been great to cruise with you and for the last 5 days, and then you're heading home. I'm going to stay here. But last week, as I mentioned, that was big news. First of all, what did American exactly do with the changes it made to its frequent flyer program?
Yeah, I think the thing to note about this is that these are proposed changes, and that as of, they're going to apparently put out a list of preferred agencies on April 21st, and after May 1st, anyone that's not on that preferred agency list is not going to be able to offer their clients American Airlines points and miles.
Which means they'd be less inclined to book through that travel agency, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's the one of the main concerns, obviously.
Yeah. Now, so what you did in response is you put this ad in Politico, we reported on it, and you're trying to lobby Congress to take a look at the situation, right?
Well, we really feel like this is a monopolistic behavior from one of the biggest market players in the industry. And so when they make moves like this to disenfranchise the customers of travel agencies, we didn't feel like we should sit quietly.
Now, what for American constitutes a preferred travel agency?
You know, that's a really good question. I think the conditions that they placed are deliberately opaque. From what we understand, unless you have about 30% of your bookings through NDC, you're not going to be listed as preferred. Now, the challenge with that is that we've talked with, again, most of the largest agencies in the United States, and they're sitting somewhere between 1% and 2% of their volume that's going through NDC channels. So they're not going to be ready for this self-imposed deadline from American Airlines.
Which is actually the original problem. It seems like a year ago that American instituted its NDC policy without kind of any consultation with travel advisors. Said, we're ready to go. None of the airlines did that, thank goodness, but American. But it really, we're going to do it, they said, no matter what, and they did. And because of that, advisors lost, like, access to, what, about 40% of Americans' fares, right?
Yeah, and I think the thing to note here is that we're now a year later. We asked the Department of Transportation, and we asked American Airlines directly, to postpone the implementation of NDC until the technology would be mature enough and ready enough to manage a managed travel program. Well, the issue is that, you know, we're sitting here a year later and we're still having the same kinds of issues. So our original request wasn't even good enough. I mean, we thought the technology would move, the development would move much more quickly, and it still hasn't. It's still not ready for prime time, as evidenced by the fact that 1% of transactions from travel agencies are going through NDC. No one at a travel agency is, we're not here to sort of squash any kind of development in any kind of modern retailing strategy. That's laughable. We're here saying, look, it's just not ready for prime time yet, and can't we just work at a pace where the end use customer, the traveler, is not going to be disadvantaged? And it seems like a reasonable request, but it's fallen on deaf ears.
Absolutely. Now, everyone seems to be getting out of the woodwork. ARC, GDSs, all the major GDSs coming out saying we're developing all these NDC stuff. Is it still, I mean, why isn't that getting all these agencies ready for this? Or is that still not ready? All of these other products they're putting together are not ready either.
Well, I can just tell you what's actually happening on the ground. And I certainly know that sometimes press releases get ahead of actual development, and I think that that's what's happened in some instances here. You know, again, travel agencies are standing between corporate travelers, high yield leisure travelers, and they're trying to serve this customer and to disenfranchise them by saying, hey, look, if you book through this travel advisor that you've known and have developed a relationship with, or that you work with, you know, because your company wants to perform duty of care and wants to ensure compliance, to all of a sudden tell those people you're not going to earn miles, it's just egregious.
Well, that's the other thing. And with this whole new frequent flyer strategy, which, as you unfortunately, you said it's not set in stone quite yet, but we'll see what happens. Now, you put the ads in. What were you looking for in the response? I think you've already had a number of travel advisors and even their clients write into their congressmen, right?
Yeah, I mean, we launched it. It's hard to remember what day it is on a ship like this.
I know, that's right.
But no, we're pulling into the end of the week here on Friday, and I believe we launched on Monday of this week. We have nearly 5,000 travel advisors and their clients who have already written their member of Congress, which is fantastic. We think that we're going to do even a little better in the coming week.
And you hope to be in better. And what do you want Congress to do?
You know, a couple things, right? The Congress has broad powers to either direct the Department of Justice or the FTC or the Department of Transportation to study this kind of behavior from American Airlines and deem whether or not they've overstepped their bounds in terms of their market power. And that's exactly what we'd like them to do. We'd love them to hold a hearing. We'd love to testify at that hearing. We'd love them, if they don't feel comfortable doing that right now, then it'd be great for them to direct the Department of Justice or the Department of Transportation to take action.
What do you think Americans trying to do between the NDC policy, this new add-on frequent flyer strategy? I mean, right now, still, 45-50% of all airline tickets are still booked through travel advisors. And why would they, you know, at very high levels of great fares, and why do they want to do this?
You'd have to ask them, James. I wish I knew. Our members facilitate the distribution of their services in a very efficient manner, and in large cases with earning almost no remuneration. So it just beggars belief.
Yeah, no, it does seem odd. I don't know what the strategy is. The other airlines, fortunately, as I mentioned, so far has not done that, and most of them have vowed not to do that so far. Now, have you had any recent conversations at all with American?
We've actually traded a few emails here and there, and they've politely declined to answer our what we think are very reasonable questions, like, how does an agency stay on this list, or what happens to a customer if they book when the agency is preferred, but then by the time the traveler travels, that the agency is no longer preferred because apparently they're going to sort of reevaluate these levels of preferred not or non-preferred every 6 months. So we've asked them, we think, very reasonable questions that frankly, not only our members, but the traveling public would want to know, and they've refused to answer them. So we're certainly, you know, discouraged a little bit by that, but we're not going to stop asking the questions, and we're certainly not going to stop raising questions, I think very legitimate questions, as to how American is using its monopoly power here.
Now, what is the optimum result you want to see from all of this political campaign and maybe your conversations with American? What do you hope to achieve?
Yeah, I mean, at least a temporary reversal of this policy, right? It doesn't make any sense to disadvantage the people who are buying tickets through travel advisors. So we'd love for them to reverse this policy. And we think it's a reasonable position to wait till the technology is actually mature enough to be able to handle basic functions of ticketing, shopping, reshopping, reticketing, multiple people on the same PNR, all the things that are just basic to serving a client. Once those things are available and able to be managed through NDC channels, we'd love to introduce this new technology to the traveling public. And as we're saying, I think the non-NDC channels, the EDIFACT channels, only allowed for 27 different points of sort of differentiation, and NDC allows for many, many more.
Right.
That's wonderful. We're happy about that. It's just that it's not ready for distribution yet, and once it is, we can't wait.
Well, I know I've had conversations with a lot of the travel advisors here on this ship about how it's driving them crazy, all these NDC stuff, and they just don't have access to stuff, and they can't make the changes they want for their clients. So it's very frustrating for a lot of travel advisors.
And I think that finally that frustration is going to be felt by the traveling public, because the first time someone who takes a trip from Dallas to London or Singapore or wherever else they fly and they don't get their miles, and they say, wait a minute, I just bought this business class ticket for however many X dollars, and either I paid it myself or my company paid for it, and you know they've expected to earn miles for however long they've been an American client, and they're all of a sudden not going to earn those miles. For what reason? Why, was it a super discounted ticket? No. Was it, did they do something something wrong? Did they not fly the segment? No. They're not getting it because of the window that it came in, because of the way that they bought the ticket from American, and a long-established way that they bought a ticket on American, and through a channel that American, frankly, has put their inventory there. And just because they don't like the way that it's coming in, they're not going to earn their miles anymore. I'm really fascinated to see how this is going to play out with the traveling public, because I don't think it's going to have the desired result that American wants.
It doesn't sound like it at all. Now, where can travel advisors go if they want to be part of this campaign and start sending letters to their members of Congress?
We bought a URL specifically for this campaign, and it's really easy to remember. It's called SaveMyMiles.com. So, yes.
Most travelers would like to do that, right?
I think, you know, they've got, certainly the airlines have conditioned us to want these points and value these points, and actually, they're there for, because of loyalty. We have shown loyalty to a particular brand, and they're part of the trust that has been established between carriers and their customers. And to change that trust over something as silly as where the booking comes in just makes no sense at all.
Absolutely not. Well, first of all, I want to congratulate you again on a wonderful River Cruise Expo. That's the positive news here. ASTA did a great job with the ASTA River Cruise Expo. It was all-time record. We have had marvelous post-cruises now, as you and I are experiencing here on Emerald Dawn. And we're looking forward to Vienna next year, which is going to be bigger and better. And I think you're already sold out, I think.
We sure are. We have almost 1,700 travel advisors joining us next year in Vienna. They're going to come and get a look at least 15 ships all at once in the port. It's really, everyone I've talked to here has said that it's really speed charged their education of each of the brands and their unique value propositions, the food, the cuisine, the cabins, the sort of experiences they have, the itineraries, and it's a really great opportunity for people to learn this really growing segment of the travel industry.
And meanwhile, we have the ASTA Travel Advisor Conference coming up in the end of May, I believe. Right?
Yeah, we just actually tipped over 1,000 travel advisors who will join us there in Dallas in about 2.5 short months. Super excited about that, too.
I guess I'll see you soon.
See you there, James.
Anyway, there's been a great cruise here, great ASTA River Cruise Expo, and a wonderful cruise here on Emerald Dawn. I know Zane agrees because he and I have been having a few meals together and maybe a spa appointment that he had. I didn't get it. And we've also done a little biking. So that's the positive news. So, yeah, this American thing is very interesting, and I think I urge you all go and write your congressman, because I think this is a big mistake by American right now, and we hope it can get reversed. So, again, great to see you, Zane. We'll see you more soon.
Thanks, James. Nice to be with you.
I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.